Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Once I learned how that network felt about Black Lives Matter, I was disgusted and knew it was completely unacceptable to me. I want to apologize to all members of our team, former players, and their families for the pain and discomfort that has been caused over the last 2 days.
Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy there. I don't know, what would you say? Getting on his knees there and saying he's sorry for wearing an OAN t-shirt. A t-shirt in America. It's insane. Let me get to my guest right now, Chanel Rione, my guest. She is with One America News and just happens to be the chief White House correspondent for them. Chanel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. You know what I hope people are going to discover out of all of this is what a great job you guys do at OAN, because they're going to go and check you out.
Well, thank you. And for those listeners who have been trying to order t-shirts, do know they are on their way. We have sold out, I think, 3 or 4 times now.
Oh, I'm sure. I tried to order one yesterday. I know. I think Tricia told you that. And I finally was able to put my order in. They said they're back ordered. We hope to have more before the end of the week. So if nothing else, apparel sales at OAN are through the roof.
Yes, they are. But we'll take care of you, Mark. We'll make sure you guys have plenty.
That's outstanding. I appreciate that. You know, this is just part of the insane conversations we're watching around the country right now, Chanel. And I know that you're seeing it firsthand right there in the White House.
Oh, yes. So, you know, what's interesting about this latest debate, I mean, this guy, Coach Gundy, I mean, fear the mullet. Now no one really fears him anymore because he seems to have sold out so much of his integrity in full view. He has bended the knee to the mob. And this is a man who has, I'm sure, I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. He has patriotic values. He has watched OAN. He has been a fan. And for these players to have, these children, to have sat down this adult and told him, schooled him on what OAN means to them, I don't understand what was so offensive about what OAN has been doing to assault the sensitive emotions of these very these otherwise tough football players. So I don't understand any of that. I think that I've offered the university athletics department, I've offered Coach Gundy, I've offered Chuba Hubbard, I've offered everybody a platform. I'm going to Tulsa this weekend. And I've offered everybody, I would like to sit down, round table, civil discourse, let's talk about this, because it sounds like there's some fundamental misunderstandings about what the Black Lives Matter movement means and what OAN stands for. And I would love to have a civil discourse.
Thank you. Thank you for offering that, because in this cancel culture, something gets thrown out there, it's suddenly accepted as fact by the left, without looking into any of these facts at all. You know, it's and what I've argued here is the Black Lives Matter movement started back around the time of Ferguson right here in the greater St. Louis area. We watched its birth up in Ferguson. There's a difference between a slogan, Black Lives Matter, you can fully agree with that, and not completely agree with the long list of demands put together by a separate organization that called itself Black Lives Matter, that includes a whole list of things like defunding the police and shutting down jails. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of things they demand that mainstream America does not agree with.
Mark, can I remind you another thing that they demanded? Another thing they demanded was, remember the mantra they were shouting in the streets all together in unison? We want dead cops. When do we want them? Now. I've asked OSU in public. I've asked the athletic director. I've asked the university. I've asked them three questions. Does Oklahoma State University endorse and support Black Lives Matter? Two, does OSU want dead cops, as Black Lives Matter has clearly stated they wanted in the past? They have stated this out in the open. This is not a secret Project Veritas tape caught under the table. They were marching in the streets, calling for the blood of law enforcement officers. That's number two. And number three, my other question isn't that the whole country is asking, is when did the children take over the adults? When did that happen?
We saw it in Mizzou a couple of years ago. I mean, there's a political correctness on campus that, you know, I'm sure when I watched the Mike Gundy apology this morning, it looked very much like a hostage video. It looked like he was reading something his captors had written, that he wasn't allowed to have a free mind anymore. He had to accept what was in front of him and read it off a teleprompter. That's what it sounded like. And I just think it's
really
kind of sad.
It absolutely looked like that, and I think that it's really a defeat to free speech. It's a defeat to free thought. If these universities, if the final product of these students at these universities is that they can hold this wand of "I'm offended" and silence everybody around them just because they do not agree with them, I think that is a gigantic failure of our education system, and it's been going on for decades now.
Chanel Rion, my guest from One America News, you're going to Tulsa. All of the headlines have been, OMG, the president is going to bring 30,000 people together and they're going to spread COVID all over the place, and they never mentioned that during all the protests.
Oh, well, haven't you heard, Mark? I mean, I think the experts have now predicted that this single rally in Tulsa is now going to reinfect the entire world five times over.
Of course it is. I heard the vice president earlier saying, well, they're all going to have hand sanitizer and, you know, we'll have masks available to people who want to show up to this. People have a choice.
You think it would be too ostentatious if I showed up in a beekeeper suit?
I would love to see that. I will
be watching for that, Chanel. That is a fantastic idea. Some sort of a level one hazmat suit.
Yeah, we've got a lot of different suits circulating in the year 2020. You've got the riot gear. You've got the beekeeping. I mean, that was seriously a concern earlier this year, wasn't it?
Sure,
the invasion
sure.
of the killer bees.
The
and then we've
hornets.
Got the hazmat suit possibility. So we've got a lot of options come Halloween.
I love it. I love it. I tell you what, Chanel, keep up the good work, and we'll be looking for my OAN T-shirt to arrive in the mail soon.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you to your listeners. Keep up the good work.
You bet. Take care of yourself. Thanks for your time this morning. Chanel Rion, their chief White House correspondent for One America News Network, at Chanel Rion there on Twitter if you want to follow her. Fantastic. Quick break. Charles Payne, from the Making Money on Fox Business. He has the vice president as a guest this afternoon. We'll talk to him when we come back.